Good morning, Aurobel. Today is Thursday, 14th of June, and right now it's partly cloudy and 30 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast today is partly cloudy with the temperatures ranging from low of 29 to high of 36 degrees Celsius and with the heat index on 41 degrees Celsius. It will be breezy with the winds from south at 10 to 20 miles per hour. For later on, we can expect partly cloudy and overcast with the chance of a thunderstorm and rain. Again, southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And chance of a rain is on 20%. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 25%. On Monday and Tuesday afternoon, we are all invited to general meetings with Mr. Dorsey at conference room in town hall at 4:30 p.m.
Monday afternoon, general meeting with the community interaction with Dorsey. Monday and Tuesday afternoon.
Monday and Tuesday afternoon. 4:30 to 6:30 here.
You decide the town hall.
The Resident Assembly Service invites all Aurobelians to participate in a Resident Assembly decision-making process on the structure and selection of the community's planning body, L'Avenir d'Auroville, also called the Town Development Council. A study group has examined Auroville's selection process for working groups and created a document that proposes changes to the way the community chooses L'Avenir d'Auroville. This document also makes proposals that affect L'Avenir's organization. Proposal will be attached to the back of news and notes, and this document will be also available via Resident Assembly Service Stations at Portus Aspiration, at Solar Kitchen, at Portus Distribution Center, and at Town Hall on Friday 15th, which is tomorrow. The original study group report can be found online on AVNet at www.aurobel.org/article/32305. The process will begin on Friday, tomorrow, 15th of June, with the dissemination of the study group's proposal papers at the above-mentioned Resident Assembly Service Stations and will run for 2 weeks, ending on Friday, 29th of June, in a Resident Assembly meeting. To participate in the process, all you have to do is pick up a form from any of the Resident Assembly Service Stations, like which is Portus Aspiration, Solar Kitchen, Portus Distribution Center, and Town Hall, and tick the box that indicates your preference and deposit it in the box available on the spot. We will be also able to register our preferences online via intranet and email forms with embedded tick boxes. For more information, we shouldn't hesitate to email Resident Assembly Service at rasservice@auroville.org or call them on 948-6623-749. A new office has started for Pravasari subunit under Auroville activities for doing daily soft solutions, accounting, EPF, ESI, sales tax, service tax with online and e-payments, and etc. Those who register the daily net subscription or update under Pravasari Tali Solutions will get annual maintenance contract with free of cost. They are located on first floor at Sarokan Campus in Kotakare Plaza and open from Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Solar Kitchen needs volunteers who would like to help serving lunch in the dining hall from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. And if you're interested, please contact Angelica or Tushita, Solar Kitchen office, or on phone 262-2663. Now let's talk about Ultimate Problem. The first weekend of July, the Auroville Ultimate Frisbee Club is preparing to leave for Bangalore for what is India's biggest tournament so far, hosting 24 teams from across the country. This time, they have two teams, Spinergy, one of India's top three, and Aurodisc, an upcoming team going for their second tournament. Since they organized the Auroville Hat tournament in February, their club has been experiencing financial difficulties, which they are trying to resolve before they go for this tournament. They welcome any ideas you might have to help them, as well as donation and sponsors for the tournament, and you can contact them at avultimate@auroville.org, and their account number is 251-887-SPINAGY. Tree Care would like to inform the community that they will be taking a break from work from 14th of June, which is today, until 7th of July. And if you have any work like pruning or removal of branches over the fragile structures that has to be done, please write them a mail to avtreecare@gmail.com or send SMS to Anadi on 9655 477 3329. Mohanao Culture Center offers a guitar class for village children, and about 10 children are presently studying in their class. They need instruments, so they would like to ask if you, anyone has an old guitar no longer in use, willing to donate. Please call them on 262-3806 and they will come and collect it. The Freeland Bookshop would like to inform us that they are open every day, including Sundays and holidays, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. At Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of Indian Culture in International Zone, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., we can see French documentary La Danse de Paris Opera Ballet, made in 2009 by Frédéric Wiesmann, and projection of this film is in collaboration with the Embassy of France in Delhi. At Ecofilm Club in Sadhana Forest, they will screen tomorrow at 7 p.m. documentary Global Gardener Series, Part 1 and 2, made in 2009 by Bill Berevich and Jean Rosso. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m., we can see Spanish comedy Unconscious, made in 2004 by director Joaquin Oristel. And on Saturday, the same place and time, they will screen animation adventure The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, made in USA in 2011 by director Steven Spielberg. Children can also see on Sunday at Cinema Paradiso at 4:30 p.m. animation adventure comedy Real, made in USA in 2011 by writer and director Carlos Saidana. At Cine Club, Panorama French cinema is still going on, so this Sunday at 8 p.m. they will screen comedy drama A Christmas Tale, made in 2008 by writer and director Arnaud Desplessin. The soul that can live alone with itself meets God. Its lonely universe is their rendezvous. We read from Savitri, Book 6, Canto 2, page 106, by Sri Aurobindo. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.